To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Denver, we caught up with Dr. Kerry Ryan, pet cloning and genetic preservation expert with Viagen in Cedar Park, Texas.
We've been working with dogs and cats for 3 years. We're the only company in the United States that clones dogs and the only company in the world that clones cats. And we've also been cloning horses and livestock for about 15 years. So I think this will be here to stay. And I think as we get better and better at it, the costs will come down and people will be more and more interested in it.
There's more information at AVMA.org.
Do one thing to protect the environment. It all starts with just one thing. March is a great month to get back to basics when it comes to helping out the environment. Check your thermostat and make sure your heating temperature is low. Stock up on reusable bags to use at the grocery store, always keeping a few in your car. And be sure that you are recycling bottles, cans, and papers. The simplest things are often the most effective. It all starts with one thing. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Thanks for streaming The Score. The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6.
The famous Les Grobstein recorder.
On Elia?
Yeah.
I still have it. It still works.
Is it true that Paul Konerko made you a cash offer, a monetary offer for that recorder?
He wants the microphone, but we never talked about a monetary amount. He and AJ Pierzynski, whenever I would walk into the Sox clubhouse, especially AJ, he would start screaming across the clubhouse and he'd start quoting Elia. The don't even work. And he'd scream at the top of his, and those guys loved it. They had a ball with that.
How much would it take for you to sell that recorder?
We never talked about a figure. I did tell him.
You got one in mind?
I do, but I
can't do it.
Can't do it.
Okay, understood. But he's going to have to downsize. That 14,000 square foot house in Scottsdale is going to have to get shaved down to 10.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10.
A couple things stood out as I was getting ready for the show. One of them, there are two players that are significant Chicago baseball players that are speaking English primarily in their interviews now, and I think that that's interesting, and I don't know if that's going to continue. I like that guys are challenging themselves. I also understand when they don't want to speak English because they feel like they might get misconstrued with what they have to say. One of them is Eloy Jimenez, and the other one is Yu Darvish. That was almost as surprising as watching Darvish pitch well, pitch effectively. Darvish, I know this from people that covered him in Texas and LA. He does speak English, although he would prefer to do some of the media stuff in Japanese.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
888.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Brown. Low house, good if it goes, that's it! Bradley is going to the NCAA tournament! For the first time in 13 years, the biggest comeback in Missouri Valley Conference title game history!
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, and we are delighted to welcome in Dave Reynolds. He with the newspaper down in Peoria,
the Journal Star,
and he joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram hotline, home of $7,000 off on Jeeps. And Dave, you know, always a scary moment when a reporter becomes the story, never what you want, but you did become the story, however quickly, when Brian Wardle decided to denied you access to Friday's media day for Bradley because he didn't like the fact that you wouldn't wear pom-poms while typing. And apparently took umbrage with Look, act like you've been there before. I like that the university president, Gary Roberts, had to come out and issue an apology after that. But, you know, what a real – and they got a ton of grief over it, Dave. But not a pleasant moment for you, I imagine.
Morning, Dave.
Good morning, guys. Hey, it's been surreal this last 3 days. I'm glad it's over and we can move on and I can cover Bradley in the NCAA tournament for the first time in 13 years. And, I've been in this business more than 40 years and I've never dealt with anything remotely close to this. It's kind of sad. It all came to this with, the ban it was kind of heartwarming how much people around the country, supported me and supported what I was going through.
Dave, can you take us through the process beginning with Friday? I know that on Saturday it seemed there's issued an apology from the university. I think it's difficult to unring a bell, but they did make a gesture. From Friday through yesterday, when you actually, from what I understand, met with Coach Wardle, could you take us through that whole weekend?
Yeah, it really started, this whole thing really started before Friday. I'd been kind of dealing with this exclusion from their media events pretty much the last month of the season. And I just tried to ride it out thinking, season's almost over, I can get through this, maybe we can sit down and start fresh for next year. And but then they sent a media availability email to our sports editor Thursday and said, well, we got something going Friday. And of course, he assumed, okay, this is kind of their olive branch because they'd not been sending me these for a few weeks. And they're thinking, I'm thinking, okay, well, they're giving this to the newspaper to send whoever we want. Well, so I went, of course. I covered the team for 29 years, so I would assume I'd be the one to go to the press conference.
Yeah.
Not even a press conference, just an availability to talk to players before practice. But and I got there and asked to talk to a player and was pulled aside by the sports information guy and said that, you're not welcome here. And then throughout the comment of I'm not promoting the Bradley brand and we don't want you here, asking questions and writing stories about our team. And so that was, I'd heard that before from him, not quite in those words. The promoting the Bradley brand really stuck in my craw, obviously. And Brian Wardle was there. I talked to him. He basically echoed the same remarks, and I was asked to leave. So I did, and I was pretty furious. Called my sports editor, and he said, well, we got to write about this. And I said, I don't know if I'm emotionally equipped to do this at the moment. It's just very difficult. Anyway, so they had a couple other guys at the paper that addressed it and put together a very complete and very supportive story, which turned into a series of stories about this whole issue. And I guess, long story short, yesterday, Wardle and the athletic director, Chris Reynolds, who was on the NCAA selection committee and came back early for this, they both had me in Brian's office, and they both issued very sincere apologies and the desire to move on. And I was restored full access to the covering the team. And that's all I ever wanted. I didn't want anything special, just to be able to cover the team like I always have.
Do your job.
What was his problem with you, Brian Wardle? What did you write, or what did you, what does he expect from a journalist that you didn't deliver to him?
Throughout his tenure, he had always used the expression, you're always looking for the negative, you don't write positive stuff about our team, which is really. I mean, and I always answer, I said, Brian, I'm just writing the story of your team, whether that's positive, negative, neutral. I don't really care. I'm just trying to tell people, Bradley or Peoria is a huge basketball community, yeah, as you know, and they've embraced this team for decades very well. And, you know, the strong fan base, and a lot of those people are our readers, and that's who I want to serve. I'm not writing for you. I'm not writing for Bradley. I'm writing for all those people that buy our paper to read about what's going on with your team. And, you know, we've been hot and cold over the years, and I'd like to think that we've moved into a whole new world here, because now they see what they've caused. I mean, it's been a national
Well, they have a brand
phenomenon.
Now. they have a brand now.
It's just amateur hour. Doesn't it look like the old line, act like you've been there before? To pull something like that takes away from that, right? From the glory of the season and getting into
the
tournament.
And I think
it's such a negative, and now they're going to play Michigan State, so
and Dave,
it'll be
I think
over quick.
What the unfortunate thing is that you look at a year ago, and Loyola showed the value and power what happens to a university, how it can galvanize a university community when you embrace the attention that comes with it. Even though not all of it is going to be positive or exactly the way you want it to go. And here Bradley is a year later, as if that never happened, as if they ignored the entire Loyola experience. And I think Shannon Ryan put it well yesterday in the Tribune when she wrote a column and said, you know, when you're trying to become Cinderella, don't behave like an evil stepsister.
That was a great line. Yeah. It's just all so surreal to me that it happened this way, and that became such a big story. Charlie Steiner, one of Bradley's favorite alums, called and told me I was a national hero for my profession, which I think is a little over the top, but it did spark a lot of talk about free press and issues way beyond a coach and a beat writer squabbling.
That's the name of their school, right? The Charlie Steiner School of Broadcasting.
It is. So it is. Yes.
Nice
exactly.
to hear from him. Nice to hear it
yeah.
from the man whose name's on the school.
Dave, before we let you go, obviously this is a big moment, not only for Bradley, but you're covering the NCAA tournament for the first time in 13 years at Bradley, I believe. Will it be difficult for you to be objective after everything that you've gone through this weekend?
Not really. I mean, I'd like to think yesterday before, you know, when we had our talk and I got those sincere apologies from both Brian and Chris, I'm not a person to hold grudges. You know, I don't think you can survive very long in this business if you are. And I'm not I'm kind of a low-key, unassuming person that just wants to do his job. And, when you've been a reporter for 40 years, you're able to turn on that objectivity, I guess. You know, it's part of you. And so I won't have any problem. It's a great bunch of kids. You know, the fan base is tremendous. So, I just think about all those people when I'm writing my stories. And now that I have full access, I should be able to do it well.
All right, Dave, thanks a ton. Thanks for
enjoy the ride. Thanks
on.
A lot,
yep.
Dave.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
That's Dave Reynolds, Peoria Journal star.
Yeah, tough spot to be in. Got kind of thrust in the forefront of this.
You become the story.
Pettiness.
Terrible.
Yeah, really
and
ridiculous.
It is so petty. It's just Brian Wardle. It's a black mark on him, and he's got a couple of them now, right?
Yeah, it is. And I know we get a couple of texters saying that, nobody outside of journalism cares about this. I don't know. I mean, I think it affects the brand of a program, of a university. I can relate to this a little bit, Molly. I spent 11 years in South Bend, you know, covering Notre Dame for the South Bend Tribune. It's a very much the same type of relationship or expectation about when you have a local newspaper and a university athletic program. And there were times where you run afoul of coaches. Bob Davie and I never had a good relationship and other guys. And yet the people in the athletic administration always took a professional view of the job you had to do. It's not hard, but it takes some maturity.
When you report fake news, you are the enemy of the people.
Oof. Oh, boy. But you know, it's
you know
funny.
What I mean, though? You have to be professional.
Well, I mean, look, people have their grudges, right? So I don't think Bradley thought they were going to be in the NCAA tournament. They started 0-5 in their conference play, and then they came back, and they had a pretty good end of the season and won the tournament and get into the NCAAs. And instead of embracing that and having a fairy tale type season, it's like, well, now we're going to get somebody that we think we
can show him.
Exactly. It's like, look at us now. It's the grudges.
Yeah.
And you heard Dave say that as a journalist, he doesn't hold grudges. I didn't know you couldn't hold grudges as a journalist. My problem.
No, that was news.
What's the Irish Alzheimer's? You can only remember your grudges, or you can't remember your grudges. One or the other. All right, we're gonna bring in Tanny Connor.
I did have to chuckle when he said that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you looked at me like I remember every grudge I ever had. And I got a bunch of them. You don't kid yourself. All right, we'll do a little transition next. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
Fire steals home.
Cubs fans, how would you like to go to every regular season game this year at Wrigley Field?
It's got a chance. It's a grand slam.
Keep listening for the cue to call. When you hear Pat Hughes say,
Baez steals home,
be the sixth caller, and you'll win a qualifying spot to the final event on April 4th at 1-2 Prue.
Can you believe it?
Wow. The 2019 Cubs season tickets giveaway is presented by Sweetwater Tavern and Grill, newly remodeled and reopened on the
Toyota.com.
Did you know you can fill out a tournament bracket at DraftKings this year? That's right. DraftKings, the leader in daily fantasy sports, has a totally free bracket with tens of thousands of dollars up for grabs. Everyone fills out a bracket during the tourney. Might as well do it at an award-winning app with tons of free prizes. For the first time ever, DraftKings is offering a bracket battle promotion with $64,000 in prizes. I am going to have to enter it several dozen times, sadly, the way that my brackets is going. I've already blown up my bracket twice, and no one's played yet. You know how this stuff works. You just, before the tip-off of the first game of the tournament, you settle finally on your bracket, and you pick the winner of every game and every round, and that's all there is to it. And the best part is you can play for free with the code Chicago. And you can even set up a private group for you and your friends and compete for bragging rights while you're also competing for the money. And download the DraftKings app or head to DraftKings.com now. Use the code Chicago to enter the bracket battle promotion for free and compete for your share of $64,000. That code is Chicago to enter the bracket battle for free only at DraftKings, the game inside the game. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Seth Payne. I played a long time in the NFL, and now I talk about it three times a week on the Deceptively Fast podcast. I bring you the biggest football stories in a lighthearted but in-depth manner, but also the world of health and fitness and a bunch of interviews with successful people from all walks of life. You're going to hear from current players and coaches, as well as my former teammates and experts from the national media. Subscribe today. It's the Deceptively Fast podcast on radio.com.
The Score, Behind the Headlines, a new podcast series from The Score's Julie DeCaro and executive producer Tony Gill. Season 1 reexamines the murder of James Jordan after 20 years of shocking revelations.
You have to understand about where it happened.
The Robeson County Sheriff's Office gets caught up in the federal corruption probe. 22 officers were charged with perjury all the way up to drug trafficking.
The Score, Behind the Headlines, the murder of James Jordan. Download the latest episode now on 670thescore.com or radio.com sports.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6.
The opening day starter for the Cubs, John Lester. Do you hate to lose more than you like to win?
Probably. I legitimately hate to lose. The other night, they had something over here at this go-kart track, and it was just me and my son riding around the go-kart track, and I found myself trying to pass him, and I was like, okay, now hold on, he's 8. I'm not going to do this. You know, so, yeah, I'm just naturally a competitive person.
It's like in Major League. Who's the closer in Major League?
Major League the Duke, and Uecker says he threw at his son in a father and son game recently.
I'm just naturally a competitive person. You know, there's different times where it comes out a little bit more than others, especially out there, man. I mean, I only get to do it every 5 days, and I love doing it.